Hi, you guys, this is Gochi, and you're listening to the Surviving Echo podcast with Feko.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy Feko, and I'm excited to be back on the Surviving Echo podcast. Yeah, I said I'm excited to be back because the last episode was published on 11th of May. Damn, that's over 1 month now. My apologies for the break. You know, apart from podcasting, I do other things. I'm also into music. And it happened that on the 30th of May, I released a new music video titled Walk Chop, featuring Young Pabby. If you don't know Young Pabby was my guest on the last Lagos versus Accra episode. And the video was shot in Accra. If you guys haven't seen it, please go to my YouTube channel. Search for This Is Feko on YouTube, or search for Walk Chop. Work chop, not workshop. You get Walk Chop, and you know, check out the video, share it, stream it, watch it, you know, and you know, just support good music. All right, so away from the music video, away from the music, back to podcasting. A lot has happened since our last episode dropped. We had the Jollof Hangout session. Shout out to Jollof Radio Media for hosting podcasters. And I think Jollof Radio Media is actually doing a lot in terms of, you know, bringing podcasters together and promoting the podcast community. So shout out to everyone I met at that hangout. Shout out to Colors Podcast, Cheddar, Josh. Shout out to Isaac, Road to 30. And I mean, sorry if I missed out your name, but shout out to everybody. Shout out to my homie Techzilla too, you know, who came through. And I hope to see more of such events happening in Lagos, not just Lagos, like Nigeria and Africa at large. All right, so back to the topic for today. So what actually inspired me to record today's episode, or should I say this new episode, is a report I saw online. So I'm going to check the BBC website right now. And yes, just for reference. So on the BBC website, the headline reads, "Why Lagos now the second worst city to live in the world?" And when I saw that, I was like, okay, is Lagos actually like one of the worst cities to live in the world? You know, and I had to ask some of our listeners, and they gave their opinions. But before we play some of their opinions, which I'll be reacting to live on this episode, let's read through the article on the BBC website. So according to the BBC, that's BBC Pidgin, this article was published on the 22nd of June, 2022. It states that Lagos, now the second worst city to live for the world. This now according to the annual report from The Economist, one international magazine like that. Okay, let me say it in Pidgin, magazine. One international magazine. Then talk say Lagos just day behind of Damascus. Speaking of Damascus, I don't know if you know this actress called Stella Damascus. Growing up, I used to call her Stella Damascus. I think she even corrected us one time. She said, my name is not Stella Damascus, it's Damascus. Auntie Stella, nobody go tell us what you go call you. We've been used to Damascus and we'll keep calling you Damascus. Anyway, that was on the lighter note. And reading further, the article also states that the capital of Syria, wayward, don't destroy, that is Damascus, be the worst city in the world, according to the report. In summary, the worst cities in the world, according to the reports, now Damascus in Syria, Lagos, Nigeria, Tripoli, Libya, Algeria, and Karachi in Pakistan. So these are like, you know, the top five cities, the top five worst cities in the world to live in. Also, the Economist Intelligence Unit, one global business intelligence study where they rank urban areas where person fit live in. Now, them do the research. So basically, BBC is saying the research was carried out by the Economist Intelligence Unit, EIU. and the ranking day inside the first quarter of the 2022 Global Livability Index. The ranking now for 173 cities for different countries of the world. Yo, man, that's crazy. That's really, really crazy. And, you know, some of the indicators they used in ranking the worst cities to live in the world includes stability, healthcare, culture and environment, education, infrastructure. So these were some of the indicators that were used to rank the worst cities in the world. Now, let's take it one after the other. Stability. When it comes to stability, do you think Lagos is actually stable? Well, you know, I think it depends on the area you reside in, because I know there are some places here in Lagos that, you know, anybody living in that place has never witnessed a riot before. You know, places like Banana Island, Ikoyi, you know, those places are actually like stable and serene with, you know, like maximum security. As a matter of fact, you know, even where I currently stay, you know, it's somewhat stable. Although where I used to stay before I moved out of the trenches, Mushin has always been known for gang violence and whatnot. Mushin no stable at all. You know, back in the day when I was there, I'll be up in my balcony, you know, just taking fresh air, sipping my water and minding my business, and next thing you know, a party might be going on the hood and you just see people running. And when you try to find out what actually happened, you discover, oh, maybe one person just infiltrated the party and stabbed somebody, and that was it. You know, every time back to back, there was always one riot or the other in my neighborhood back in the day. So yeah, in terms of stability, you know, some areas in Lagos are actually not stable. Healthcare. Well, for healthcare, I think the Ministry of Health in Nigeria generally still has a lot of work to do. You know, I remember during the pandemic, the Lagos State Ministry of Health claimed they actually tackled COVID-19. You know, they made sure they provided facilities and centers where people could get tested, people, you know, who had the virus were being treated and all that. Well, for me, I'll say to, on a scale of 1 to 10, if I'm to measure, you know, how efficient Lagos is in terms of healthcare, I'll say 4 over 10. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'll say 4 over 10. The culture and the environment. Lagos is a bubbling city. I'm not even going to lie. Like, Lagos is fun. You know, like one of our listeners said, which I'm going to play the voice note anyway. She said, Lagos is fun when you have money. And I totally agree with her. Lagos can be fun when you're actually boxed up. But when there is sakba, trust me, like, you're not going to have so much fun. You know, the environment is actually cool. Although lately we've been experiencing a lot of flood in Lagos. Drainage systems are blocked. You know, people are literally just swimming to the office every day. The traffic is insane. You know, so much to actually talk about when it comes to like the environment in Lagos. But at the end of the day, we still move, you know. But before I talk about like the other indicators that were used, let's listen to some of the reactions from some of our listeners. So this, the first voice note I'm going to be playing is from Shady Lawal. So let's listen to what she has to say. And mind you, I'm going to be pausing at some point so I could react to her feedback. So let's listen.
I think for me, I'm from Lagos. I stay in Lagos. But I didn't like live all my life in Lagos. I schooled at Delta State and I came back again when I was done. But for me, knowing I schooled in Delta, I served in Akure, Ondo State. The house rent there is very cheap. Imagine that you're using 80K to pay for 2-bedroom flats. And you're coming to Lagos and you can't pay for that kind of flat because you know you're going to pay like 600, 500 naira for a one room. A convenient one room somewhere on the mainland, they are meant to chill. Lagos is only nice and sweet to you when you have money. And that money, so you have to be calculating because things are expensive in Lagos. Things are really, really expensive.
Okay, let me pause. So she said Lagos is actually fun when you have money. Remember I said that at the beginning of this podcast, and that's absolutely true. And things are really, really expensive in Lagos. You know, but I used to think like Lagos was like one of those cities in Africa that had like the most expensive price, you know, for like food stuff and whatnot, until I went to Accra and I realized that Accra is also actually like expensive, you know. So it's not just Lagos. I think it's like, you know, some of these developed cities in Africa, or should I say developing cities in Africa, with so much people and so much competition, I think you find a lot of expensive stuff over there. So let's continue listening to what she has to say.
For us to breathe and pay for this oxygen. See, Lagos will take the money from you. Lagos is stressful. It's a good place to stay when you have like a roof over your head and you have like a means of livelihood and a way for you to distract yourself, because alone, traffic alone itself will discourage you. Now that there's no even bikes, which is called Okada, they don't have them on the road anymore. Before you get down to your destination, it will take time.
Okay, so I just had to pause again. She said we no longer have Okada. So now that's another thing I wanted to address in one of my previous episodes. Guys, how have you been surviving without Okada? Because, I mean, a lot of us, we beat traffic thanks to Okada. That's like one of the best ways to beat traffic in Lagos, you know, when you take Okada. And for those that don't know, Okada means bike, you know, your bikes basically for commercial purposes. So prior to the ban, a lot of Lagosians love taking Okada so that they can beat the traffic. But since the ban, a lot of people have been complaining about, you know, getting late to work, you know, having to trek for so long from like the bus stop to wherever they are going to. And that is crazy. Do you guys think this ban will last for so long? Or do you think it's just for a while? Let us know, you know, let us know. Send us a message on our Instagram page. And on the next episode, we'll talk about it.
As you are sitting inside the car because of traffic, let me say boats, for example, you know that, yes, you will pay extra. And not just that, even bus self is now expensive. So Lagos is not a good place to stay. The only reason why you want to stay in Lagos is because it has opportunities and it has like a landscape full of adventure and full of prosperity of the hustling space. Lagos will make you hustle. But other states has this tendency of making you feel calm because things are not expensive. Our strength is not expensive. Their food stuff is not that expensive too. So, Lagos is interesting when you have money. Not just money, because at the end of the day, it's stressful. It's stressful being in this Lagos without no money.
All right. So, I think she's absolutely right. Lagos will stress you. And that is fact. Lagos will stress you. You know, I've seen a lot of people complaining about the traffic lately, especially in Aja. That traffic is not from here. It's from another planet. If you like your mental health, whenever you envisage such traffic, it's best you just stay back at home. Don't go anywhere. Just lock up. Or if you're supposed to be at a meeting, you can just have a virtual meeting on Zoom, on Skype, on Google Meet or something, instead of going through that traffic. Especially the one along Aja, Chevron. It's crazy. Igbo Efon. You know, sometimes you might even end up spending 3 hours, 4 hours in traffic. Sometimes 5 hours. It's crazy. When I know they travel, go Benin. When I know they travel, go my village or Onitsha. You know, it's really, really crazy. Something needs to be done about the traffic. However, like she also said, Lagos will encourage you to have that hustling spirit, and trust me, Lagos is the city of hustlers. Mood Nice said it in one of his songs. I think it's Styly by DJ Jimmy Jatt. He said, "Yo, welcome to Lagos, the city of hustlers. Everybody in a hurry, trade is a customer." Yeah, Lagos will make you hustle, my guy. Like, in fact, let's just leave it at that. You know, I have my own story. You know, growing up in Lagos, I've incorporated that hustling spirit in almost everything I do. So yeah, Lagos has its pros and cons. We'll listen to more reactions. This one is from AJ. AJ has a podcast called The Colors Podcast with AJ. So let's listen to what she has to say regarding the topic.
Well, truth is, everyone has his or her own opinion, but me personally, I do not like Lagos. So I would be saying that Lagos is not the best city to live in. Reason being that I'm a baby girl.
Okay.
Lagos is too busy for me. Lagos is too stressful and dramatic. Dramatic for me. And I beg, have you been to Ikeja in the evening around 5 or 6 p.m.? You would see human beings everywhere. I call it human trafficking.
All right. I had to pause there. She said, now this traffic is not about cars now. It has nothing to do with people that are driving at Ikeja. And I can actually confirm that statement. Especially when you go to like Computer Village, sometimes you no go even find space waka. Do you understand? It can be that crazy. And she said she calls it human trafficking. Anyway, the population in Lagos is insane. And speaking about the population in Lagos, the current metro area population of Lagos in 2002 is 15,388,000. Let me say that again. 15,388,000 people in Lagos. And that is a 3.54% increase from 2021. Now, it begs the question. A lot of people are saying Lagos is one of the worst cities to live in the world. So why do we have more people trooping into Lagos? Yeah. You guys say it's the worst city. So why are people still coming to Lagos if it's one of the worst cities to live in? If you can't deal with the stress, yet a lot of people are still coming, you know? I think it's because Lagos will make you resourceful and it has a lot of prosperity. Like Shade said, you know, people come here to hustle for their urgent 2K, you know. So I think that's why we still have a lot of people coming to Lagos. Let's get back to AJ's feedback.
You see, Babies, behind you, beside you, in front of you, you can't even walk fast because human beings them buckle everywhere. So I don't like how Lagos is too busy, too lousy, crowded, overpopulated. Ah, I beg. I don't like Lagos. So this is just my personal feeling on this.
AJ says she doesn't like Lagos, but she's still in Lagos. So AJ, I'd agree to you. It's Sabinus hand wave. I'd agree to her. Hey, a lot of people say they don't like Lagos, but they're still there Lagos. Anyway, I understand where she's coming from. I understand her point, you know. Sometimes Lagos can really get to you. You just have to be strong. It's not for people that are feeble-minded. So we have more people that sent us feedback regarding the topic. This one is from Daimbo.
Lagos is definitely one of the worst cities to live in. I mean,
who lives in definitely.
Lagos is very peaceful. I'm not saying Lagos is not peaceful, but man, Lagos, the hustle and bustle of Lagos is on the 100. Like, everything is just, everybody's in a rush in Lagos. I mean, when you go out, everybody's just in a rush. Even those that are going home, they're in a rush to go home. And they're going out, they're in a rush to go out. Like, it's just really crazy. Everybody is just hustling and trying, like, I believe that any Lagosian can stay anywhere in the world because, true, you know, the hustle spirit is there. Either you are but you or not, you just have that hustle spirit. So, yeah, Lagos is one of the worst cities to stay in. But at the same time, Lagos is not bad.
You have to pick a side. Pick a side, Daimbo. Pick a side. Well, I understand where she's coming from. Lagos is actually one of the worst cities, and she also said Lagos is not bad. I get you. Let's listen to more feedback. This one is from Isaac. So Isaac is the host of the Road to 30 podcast. Recently, I was at their live show, and shout out to them. It was an amazing event, you know, well put together. Thank you for the thank you for the gift bag. You know, I can't remember some of the contents in the gift bag, but you know, shout out to Isaac and his co-host. They're doing a very great job, and yeah, you want to see more live shows like that, you guys should check out their podcast, Road to 30 podcast. So let's listen to Isaac's feedback.
So you see, and Lagos is actually the worst place to live. I won't lie to you. I grew up in Port Harcourt. Now I live in Lagos. So I think I've experienced it too. I've also lived in Ibadan for a bit. But you see why Lagos is terrible. Traffic, overpriced houses, right? I am driving on Third Mainland these days, and it's like I'm playing a game because I'm dodging potholes left and right. Once it rains on the island in Lagos, the whole place is just uninhabitable. Recently, the Commissioner of Health was saying that, oh, water in Lagos is not even suitable for people to use to eat or drink. It's not even suitable for animals for consumption. For God's sake, in what is meant to be the capital city of West Africa, I beg. Houses, like, they can build a house right next to anything in Lagos, even a filling station, and tell you it's 100 million. You can buy a house for 2 billion naira, and in front of your house, they're pouring dustbin. But does it matter? No, because Lagos, right? So, yeah. Honestly, cost of living, transportation, value for money, everything in Lagos just makes it crap.
Wow. okay. So he said Lagos is actually overhyped, and a lot of things in Lagos are overpriced, especially real estate, you know, like properties and all that. And imagine buying a house for 500 million and right in front of you, there's a filling station, or there is a wasteland, you know, where people throw their trash and everything. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't really make sense. Or imagine staying in an apartment, you know, that costs you millions, and before you leave your house, you literally have to swim. Do you understand? Because you have bad roads, there are potholes and everything. So I think, in as much as we have like beautiful houses in Lagos, we should also work on our roads. We should also make sure that we have a good drainage system, so that when it rains, like, you know, recently it's been raining like for days. At a point, I even thought maybe Noah was building an ark somewhere. Somebody tweeted that Noah is probably building an ark at Oshodi. And for some reason, a lot of people couldn't leave their houses because of the flood. It was insane. I couldn't leave my house. You know, I couldn't, like, it was that crazy. So I think we need to look into all that if we actually want to be scrubbed off that list of, you know, some of the worst cities to live in the world. Let's listen to more voice note. This is from Ugochi.
So I'm not surprised. I mean, it's sad that we are on the second worst city list to live in the world. Not even Nigeria, not even Africa. That is really effed up. So I sort of agree. At the same time, no, it can't be that bad. But yeah, so this is my own side. Yeah, I work. I do a 9-to-5. I wake up 3 a.m. or 3:30 a.m. just to beat traffic. That's how bad it is. This past week, we left the house 4:30. And traffic had already begun building up at VGC. So you can imagine, if traffic had started building up at that time, as early as that time, imagine what will happen to those that leave their houses, say, 5:30, 6. A lot of my colleagues this past week couldn't even come in. Like, they all turned back. Most of them had to turn back because it wasn't happening. You can imagine going, like, a distance you could cover for, say, in 5 minutes, you're covering that same distance 3 hours and counting, almost 4 hours. When do you expect to get to work? Now, aside the traffic problem, yeah, there is a problem of robbery. People are robbing others. People are breaking into people's cars in traffic to rob. Like, we haven't had enough. See, the prices of things are constantly increasing in Lagos. It doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't. So, last month I went to Abuja, right? And I woke up, I kept waking up 4:30. And I had to force myself to go back to sleep because it wasn't normal, apparently. People would leave their houses, say, okay, let's say your work resumes 8. People leave their houses 7:30 and get to work. And they're not late. Now that is where things are happening. That is a sane city. Food is so cheap. Listen, strawberries that I would on a normal day have to like calculate myself before I buy in Lagos. I ate strawberries almost every day while I was in Abuja. I bought a pack of strawberries for 350 naira. Yes, it's close to the north. Okay. In Lagos, if you're going to get a pack of strawberries, and I bet you it wasn't even as much as what I got in Abuja, right, for 350. A pack of strawberries in Lagos, you're getting it for nothing less than 1,800 naira. Some places you see them sell for 2,000 plus. Madness. On top of strawberries, fruits. The things that people are actually supposed to, like, congest, like, consume, are more expensive. Food is expensive. Clothes are expensive. Everybody just wants to, like, I don't know if it's some kind of competition because everybody's almost doing the same thing. I don't even know. Prices keep going high. But the money we are earning, nothing. It's not different. Do you get? It's a lot. Well, I know this is just like a few points, and there are so many other things, right? CN, to be honest with you, Lagos is the ghetto. It is the ghetto. But you know the funny thing, yeah? Take away traffic. I think that's the most thing. Take away the traffic, right? It wouldn't be so bad. I wouldn't still mind being in Lagos. I don't know. For some weird reason, I think there's just this spirit that follows Lagosians.
All right, so Ogochi said, when you take out the traffic, Lagos will actually be fun. I think so, you know, but the issue of safety, robbery in traffic and all that, it's really, really crazy. It's really, really crazy. And there's something she said that also amused me. She said when she went to Abuja, she got used to waking up around 3 a.m. in the morning. And this is because her body clock was now accustomed to waking up by that time. Because as a Lagosian who had a 9-to-5, it's a must you wake up that early so that you can beat traffic. And getting to Abuja where we don't have, you know, traffic, it's abnormal to do so. Do you understand? So, Omo, Lagos has its way of penetrating your DNA. You know, it will change your... the way you think, the way you behave, the way you move, the way you act, and the way you interact with people, basically. We have more feedback. Let's listen to more feedback. This is from Faramade.
I think it all depends in the area that you're in. I mean, some places are very rough, some not so much, and... really, Lagos is a terrible place to live in. The traffic is not good for your health. The stress is just a lot. Like, most Lagosians spend so much time in traffic. Aside, the cost of living is way high in Lagos than, like, in some other states. It's to see now, bread is almost 1,000 naira. As much as bread is now expensive, I'm sure, like, if you go to a place, like, a village side now, it won't be like that expensive. Do you get? Even to buy yam, like 3K, if you go to village, it should have increased, but like it won't be that bad. And then like, I really don't know what to say, but really, it really depends on the area that you're staying in. Some areas are more safe than others. I mean, aside that, like, see when they started robbing in traffic again. It just gives this, I'm scared. Because most times you're out, you think, oh, I'm in a Uber or in a boat, but you don't know if your driver is actually going to rob you or wants to pull a very funny prank on you. So those are one of the things, like, I feel those are part of many things that we're dealing with. Personally, I don't think Lagos is a safe place to be in, but just have to keep pushing and praying that such things don't happen to us, because we keep hearing about them. Let's pray that it doesn't happen to people that are close to us. It's to see BRT, where the girl entered BRT. Government owned, though. She was raped and killed. It makes no sense now. It's a terrible place to live in.
The issue of safety, once again. The issue of safety. I mean, it's something we really, really need to look into. The Lagos State Police, Commissioner of Police, I don't know, whoever is in charge of security in Lagos, they really need to look into that. The issue of the girl that was raped in the BRT bus, I mean, that was a sad story, a really, really sad story. I can't really imagine, I can't even begin to imagine what her family is going through right now. Our condolences to, you know, the family of the deceased. We actually have another feedback, and this is from Boma.
I mean, Lagos is not all bad. There are opportunities in Lagos, and when it comes to entertainment and fun, you know, Lagos has it. I'm talking as regards living in Nigeria, right? But when it comes to working and some other things, Lagos, no. I don't think I can live in Lagos. For me personally, I don't think I can live in Lagos because I don't know how to deal with traffic. For someone who's middle class-ish or, you know, starting life, working in Lagos is not so much of a good idea because you talk, aside traffic, then you have to deal with stench. No, man, I've had to deal with that. And then bus drivers that are very rude and loud. Oh, no, I can't. I can't live in Lagos.
She can't. Yeah, I had to say that with a British accent. She can't. She can't deal with the stench, you know. Boma is actually from Port Harcourt. And if you've been to Port Harcourt before, you realize there's little traffic in Port Harcourt. So I understand where she's coming from. You know, coming from a place where you hardly experience traffic, you know, and then you're in Lagos where traffic is like, is a tradition, you understand? It's going to take you by surprise. And then she made mention of the rude conductors. Oh, see, that rude conductor, everybody's rude in Lagos. So in fact, it's one of the survival tips. We'll get to that much later, how to survive Lagos. You have to look mean. Like, boys are not smiling in Lagos. Girls are not smiling in Lagos. If you smile too much, or here is your case, you know, you easily get bullied by the bus conductors or touts or whatnot. So you have to wear that mean look every time, you know, you're walking around in Lagos. And for some reason, people just raise their voice unnecessarily. You know, just hear people screaming because the noise is just too much. Anyway, so this is the last feedback on this particular episode. It's from Josh. Let's listen to what he has to say and I'll react to it.
So Lagos was ranked as one of the worst cities to live in. Let me just add that this is like a normal thing for us. For the past 5 years, we are always like the last, second to the last, maybe three places up from the last. You know, it's like, this is like where we stand regularly. And I think that for people who live in Lagos, they would not disagree, because if you look around you, it's like one of the worst places to live in. Like, everything is bad. So I didn't grow up in Lagos. I moved to Lagos after NYC, and when I just came here, I was met by shock. I think I had a little bit too much expectation too. But like, a lot of things are not working. And for people who think that, oh, why is Lagos the worst city to live in? Have they considered cities like maybe one of the slums in India, one of the, so they consider cities, and I think there's like 170 something of them. Those places that are supposed to be called city, and you know, that supposed to have the basic things people need, job satisfaction, how easy it is to find job, infrastructure is also part of it, you know, all of these things. But and I also think that Lagos being one of the worst cities to live in is a reflection of us as a country generally. I don't think that any Nigerian should argue about it. I think that's, we are sitting at where we deserve, you know, and it might be for a while. But the silver lining I want to point out is that we are not the first big cities to Iraq. I think in 2019, I think Milan was worse than us, you know, and we're just above Paris or something. So some of these things, it's just unfortunate that we have leaders who don't pay attention to this. They just want to grease palms so that they can be on the slot for the next election, you know. But we are truly living in sick times, you know. Yeah.
All right. With that, we've come to the end of this particular episode of the Surviving Eco podcast. But before I wrap up, let me quickly react to what Josh said. And I'll be laying more emphasis on the silver lining he pointed out, which is, you know, once upon a time, Milan, like Milan, you know, where a lot of people visit as a tourist attraction, was also one of the worst cities in the world. And today, I don't think they're on that list, you know. So basically, he's trying to say that if things are done well, if what needs to be done is actually done, Lagos can actually be like one of the best places in the world to live in. And I think not just our politicians are saddled with that responsibility. Lagosians, we Lagosians too, we're also saddled with that responsibility to make Lagos one of the safest places in the world to live in. And how can we do this? I mean, by being responsible citizens. You get me? Like, if you're disposing trash, dispose your trash properly. Don't block the drainage systems with plastic bottles. You know, plastic pollution is one of the reasons why we have flood everywhere around Lagos, because the drainage systems have been blocked, you know, literally blocked. So we also have our role to play. The government also have their own role to play. And I think the major role we have to play in this is to get our PVC, vote for the right candidates, and let's hope, you know, that things will get better in the long run. On that note, we've come to the end of the Surviving Eco podcast. It's your homeboy Feko. Make sure you follow us on our Instagram page, Surviving Eco on Instagram, Surviving Eco on Twitter, and subscribe to the Surviving Eco podcast too. Peace out.